Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Adana, from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mining Extension. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. I'll be with you here on KFAR 660 on your radio dial each Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., where we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes to the most recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. Also, from time to time, we'll have special guests to discuss different frontier and mining-related topics. But most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment. Or maybe you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences. The number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. The first thing we're going to do this afternoon, of course, is the first thing we do every Thursday afternoon on Alaska Gold Trails, and that, of course, is we're going to have a contest whereby the listening audience can win a 1 troy ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining, and they're located at 208 Wendell Street, and their phone number is 456-3967. Now, the question for today is, and I have a friend out there in the listening audience that always likes to do this particular ad. The folks there are located at 452-6491. I want to know who they are, where they are, and what they do. And I should add that if you can give me a call here at 479-TALK, that's 479-8255, and tell me all about this particular advertiser here on Alaska Gold Trails, you will win a 1 troy ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, that number can only belong to one place.
One place.
That's Killer's number down at B&L Pawn Shop.
Oh my goodness, Killer.
That's right.
B&L. Well, you've got that nailed down pretty good. You know what?
I'm going to do here.
If this is the person that I think it is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have another contest. And have you ever done this particular ad before?
Yes, I have.
You have? Well, let's see how well you do it. And I want anybody else that happens to be calling in right at this moment to go ahead, continue dialing the number, and we're going to have a second contest here, I think. let's show me your stuff, would you?
Okay.
Show me your stuff on this particular advertiser.
Okay, well, I got plenty to say about Killer B&L Pawn Shop.
Is it good, I hope?
It's all good.
All good, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you know, B&L Pawn Shop is a pawn shop, and they do everything that a pawn shop does, but they do more than that. And they have one of my favorite new services, of course, is the service that they offer where you can take your valuables to B&L Pawn Shop, and they'll store them for you, like if you're leaving town on vacation or something, and you want to be secure in the thoughts that your valuables aren't an easy target in an empty house for a burglar or something. Killer will take care of your valuables for you until you get back for a very nominal fee. And of course, the killer will sell you just anything that you see in the whole place. And I think she's starting to really weaken on that chandelier. A few more offers, and I think she's gonna get rid of that thing.
Tell us a little bit about what they have over there. just gloss over it.
Okay.
Quickly.
Well, like I said, everything covers a lot of things, but they have stuff like my favorite, of course, are cameras. I'm a camera bug, and lots of new cameras nowadays are all powered by battery, and I don't like those. I like the old single lens reflex cameras, and you can sure find lots of those in great shape there in B&L Pawn Shop. And you got stereos, tools. They got great deals on tools and toolboxes and stereos. They have a really nice selection of knives too. That's another thing I really like. You got a nice selection of knives, and of course even jewelry. So you can do all your shopping in one place if you want to look for a good deal for a gift for Christmas.
Well, I think you've given us a pretty good outline of what is available over there at B&L Pawn and all the services they offer. And of course, you've helped Killer's reputation out there. I'd like to have you give us their phone number and their location one more time, please.
Okay, they're located at 605 Gaffney, and that's right on the corner of Cushman and Gaffney Street. And their phone number that you gave on the air is 452-6491.
Right.
And they've got another phone number. It's 452-3063.
Well, I think you've done a fine job for them today. Can I have your name so that you can come up here and pick up the certificate?
Sure can. This is Jesse Atencio.
And Jesse Atencio. I knew that was you, Jesse, but I didn't want to spoil it. But, I just got to have, every time I ask for B&L Pawn, you seem to phone up. And besides that, you're a constant player here. And I appreciate you participating, and don't ever quit, my friend. Keep collecting those silver ingots. And by the way, since we're on them, what do you think of them? Aren't they just beautiful?
They're great. And, the last time you gave me a certificate for a round.
Uh-huh.
And the round is a really nice-looking thing. I really like that one. It's a little different, and, of course, the little variety there was nice, too. But mm-hmm. It's a really impressive-looking thing. One of the things that when I went into their place, they're on at Oxford Bassing, they're at 28 Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
You go upstairs, they have a little display case that they've got the ingots and things displayed there. And of course, one of the things I suggested to them is to have both sides displayed so you can look at both sides of the coins, because both sides of those things are really nice. Not just the one side that you see when you see one in a display case.
Uh-huh. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for participating today, and you know what to do. You come up here, get your certificate, take it over to Oxford, and pick up your silver ingot. Okay,
well, thank you, John.
Thank you, Jesse. Hi, you still there?
Yeah.
You well. How about, tell me, is B&L the only ad that you can do? Or are you versatile enough to do one of my other sponsors, such as perhaps Gabe's Truck and Auto? Do you know anything about Gabe's Truck and Auto?
Oh, sure. We use them at work all the time.
You do? Well,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your affiliation with Gabe's in terms of as one of their customers. Could you? Just a little bit?
Sure. There's a real nice man over there named Leroy. He's the head mechanic, and he's fixed everything that we've ever brought to him. He's always done a real good job and has been real dependable and is right there when you need him.
What do you take to him?
He's worked on heavy equipment such as our crane and our pettibone lift. And
Ooh, they get into some heavy-duty work over there, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they can work on anything that's supposed to run.
Uh-huh.
And they work on our 2-ton truck and our pickups and stuff. They tune them up, and every year we take our personal vehicles over and get it IM'd.
Uh-huh. And tell me about that IM. Have you ever had one that didn't pass?
Never.
Never. You do know what happens if it didn't pass.
They don't charge you for it.
That's right. They don't charge. No pass, no pay, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything else you can tell us about Gabe's concerning some of the new things that are happening over there?
Well, no, that's pretty much all I know.
Well, a couple of comments that I'd like to make to just carry it a little farther, if it's all right. I'd like to comment that they have two new transmission specialists online over there, so they have a high quality transmission repair service. In addition to that, they have a new lube facilities, and it's claimed by some that have taken advantage of it that it's the fastest lube job in town. We're looking at about 15 minutes. So about the time that it takes to drink a hot cup of coffee. In addition to that, one point that I'd like to bring out very clearly to the people, and I've been telling you this all summer long, at between 1 and 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, that Gabe's has a fantastic towing service. He has three wreckers available 24 hours a day. You heard me say that before, haven't you?
Oh, sure. He's coming to get one of our two tons tomorrow with his, one of his big wreckers.
Well, right now, I think when I look out this window and see what's falling all over the ground, and then on the way over here, I saw a couple of vehicles that were in a position where they could use this phone number, 456-6156, if they had it handy, because Gabe's would come over there and tow them out of the ditch that they were stuck in. So I would advise all the listeners out there that if they want wrecker service rapidly, Gabe's Truck and Auto has a towing service available for you. You should write this number down, 456-6156. And in case of an emergency, which I hope you never have to use it, but in case of an emergency, they're there to help you out. So, what are we going to do? We're going to have you give me your name, and you're going to come up and pick up the certificate and then take it over to Oxford Assaying and Refining and get a silver ingot. Is that correct?
That sounds great. My name is Sally.
Sally? Okay. Do you have a last initial, Sally?
F.
F?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sally, thank you very much for participating on the show. And I hope you'll continue to play.
I sure will. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye now.
One of the most unique places in Fairbanks is the Cookie Jar in Washington Plaza. They can prepare a cookie bouquet or cookie basket for you for that very special gift while you enjoy a delicious meal in their charming dining room. They specialize in homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches, and, of course, a fabulous array of tempting treats and gourmet coffee. And the Cookie Jar also carries a huge selection of cookie jars and matching teapot, sugar bowl, and creamer sets. So for that special gift-giving, gourmet dining, or just browsing, you'll find a special experience at the Cookie Jar in Washington Plaza. If you'd like to buy a home, but you're worried about struggling with house payments, maybe you should get a little help from your neighbors. If you bought a HUD Homes duplex, you could choose your neighbors and get a little help with your mortgage. Or you could buy a HUD Homes triplex and share the expenses three ways. You could even get a HUD fourplex and really make it easy. So ask your real estate agent about HUD Homes and bring your dream home within reach.
Well, folks, we're going to do something real new here today. We're going to attempt, to have the guest who is having some trouble getting out of their driveway and down the road because they're snowed in, talk to us over the telephone. And I'm wondering right now, our guest was to be Doris Vogler, and I was wondering if she can hear us at this time.
Yes, I can.
You can hear me okay, Doris?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, Doris, welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. You know, this is kind of neat, these new electronical gadgets that we have here. I hope the listening audience can hear us all right. It amazes me, all these little buttons you can push around here and wonderful things happen. I don't know how they do this. But at any rate, Doris, welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. And why don't you start by giving us a little bit of background of concerning where you were born and maybe even before that, how your parents met and what went on. I know they had quite a history, and there was some interesting background that occurred prior to your coming to Alaska. Why don't you fill us in on that? And you can even tell us your age if you'd like.
Ooh, I'm getting pretty old. let me start back in the run of Oklahoma. Of course, I didn't make the run, understand, but my grandparents did, and I'm from Oklahoma. I'm an Okie from Oklahoma, but anyway, they did make the run, and they set up saloons right next door to each other in competition.
Saloons.
Yeah, that's where they, they made the run into Oklahoma, I believe, into Guthrie.
Uh-huh.
And then they set up saloons right next door to each other in competition, and that's where my mother and father met. My grandparents came from the old country. My grandfather set up the saloon on that side, came to Germany, and his wife came from Poland. And they didn't speak much English. The grandparents on my mother's side, they came from old Kansas, really. They were farmers. But anyway, that's the way that my mother and father met, was because their parents set up saloons next door to each other in Oklahoma.
Tell me about this land rush. What is that all about?
Well, you know, Jim, I wasn't there. I really don't know. That's all I know is that I just remember hearing the stories, my mother telling it that that's the way that she and my dad met, and it was, well, long before my time.
It was long before your time. You know, when I was a young man, I used to watch movies, and it seemed like there was wagons and...
And
covered wagons and horses, and everybody started a line, and then somebody shoot off a gun, and that was the start of the race to the area that was being opened up. Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
Yes, that's what I understand that it was. As I said, I wasn't there, so I really don't know. And I do have a brother that's 17 years older than I am, so you know that it was a long time ago before I came along, after they met, and after they married and had my brother.
Uh-huh. Tell me, now, you grew up in this little town, did you?
No, I grew up in Oklahoma City.
In Oklahoma City.
I'm a city girl.
And tell us about how life was in Oklahoma City back in the days that you grew up there.
Well, it was an oil boom town. And we had oil wells. They were going all over the place in South Oklahoma City, and which now I believe Midwest City. But anyway, then oil wells sprung up into, in fact, we had one in our backyard. Well, that's true. It moved north. It was some sitting right in front of the Capitol in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. And this must be similar to what's happening in Southern California, where you sometimes see these oil pumping stations in the yards of backyards of people.
That's right. That's right. So I said we had one in our backyard, so... I pretty well know what a oil well looks like.
tell us some about growing up there in terms of what you did as a young person growing up in Oklahoma City in the high school environment. Did Oklahoma City have a lot of students in the school, or was it pretty small at that time?
No, Oklahoma City, naturally, they had comparative schools. There was Central School and Classen School and Capitol Hill. And then later, I believe, there became Bethany, but not while I was going to school, or Britton, rather. Not while I was going to school, but anyway, we had the three that were competitors as far as football teams were concerned, and basketball, and, you know, the sports events.
Sure.
And that's the way it was back there. And my younger years, I grew up in a parochial school, a Catholic school, in Wichita, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's where I went to school.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I was home in the summertime, but I did that until I was in the ninth grade in junior high school. Then I went into public schools.
Uh-huh. Following your schooling, how far in school did you go?
Well, I went into college. I mean, you know, I graduated from high school, and I was in college and also business college.
In Oklahoma City?
OU, that's Norman, Oklahoma. That was only 19 miles from Oklahoma City. I did go to Oklahoma City University, which is in Oklahoma City.
What'd you major in, Doris?
Well, I majored in English, but very poorly at it, I suppose.
You suppose?
Mm-hmm.
You majored in English. What caused you to stop college?
The war.
The war. And what did you do when war came along?
Well, I went to school then for IBM, and I worked for IBM until the boys came home from the service. And when they came home from the service, you naturally gave up your jobs, and they took over. But we did the payroll for Tinker Field and for Douglas Aircraft and some of the oil companies there in Oklahoma City, Kerr McGee, I remember, and Anderson Pritchard. And so I worked for IBM, International Business Machine, which, there wasn't many of us in the office. Of course, those machines could do it all, you understand. There was only, I think, about, if there was 10 of us, that was a whole lot.
Uh-huh. What, in after following your working, now this, when you work for the IBM, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
When you work for IBM, what, you gave that job up when the boys came home?
Well, yes, you, yes, you did, because I had worked up into a cab operator, and of course, it's pretty close to the top there, and of course, when they came home, they had IBM machines, you know, in the field there at the latter part of the war, and when they came home, they were qualified to step in, and besides that, I guess we took their jobs when they left, or some of them, when they left, so we, IBM was, they weren't very happy about hiring women after the war.
I see.
They had no choice during the war. They didn't have much of a choice, because I think we only had one man that worked for IBM, and the rest of us were all women.
Uh-huh. I don't think that would fly today,
no.
Some of that, some of those concepts. Doris, want to know a little bit more about your adult life following the war and following the time that you quit IBM. But let me first talk about one of the sponsors that makes Alaska Gold Trails available to the Fairbanks community. And I'd like to talk just a little bit about Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank. And one of the big things that, or one of the big services that they offer over there, and that's the Prime Time Account. And it's for those folks that are over 55, and you want to ask Mount McKinley about that Prime Time account. Their number is 452-1751. They're located on between 3rd and 4th. Actually, the number is 530 4th Avenue, and the parking also is on 4th Avenue. And they also have some Saturday banking between 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., so if you have activities that need to be carried on during the weekend, Saturday is open to you. And here's some of the services that you can expect from that Prime Time account if you're over 55 years old. This probably wouldn't include you, Doris. You're not that old yet, are you? listen to these services that are provided. Interest on the Prime Time checking account is at 5.25% per annum. It's compounded daily for an effective annual yield of 5.47%. Concerning checking, there is no service charges, no minimum balance, and there are 200 free checks. Fees are waived on such items as traveler's checks, money orders, money wire transfers. In addition to that, they offer the services of free notary and direct deposits. And of course, as I said earlier, their parking lot is on 4th Avenue, and that's Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank. And once again, I would like to say that their phone number is 452-1751. Call them up. Tell them you heard Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails talking about them. Doris, we're back to your life and what happened following your employment with IBM. What did you do then?
Well, after the war, Benson Montin, I was in Alaska before that, was in Anchorage first, and then I came back, and Benson Montin was out of Oklahoma City, and they were building the Utilidors out here at Ladd Air Force Base in 49, 50, I believe. But anyway, I got a job with IBM, but I was only supposed to be here for a month. But 2 years later, I went home and got the rest of my clothes and came back.
I understood that you came up here with just a little hand carry bag.
I did. I carried one suitcase because I was only going to stay 1 month.
Is that right?
So I was only going to stay 1 month, so I only brought one suitcase.
Yeah.
And then a whole couple of years later, I went home and got the rest of my clothes. And I liked it so well in Fairbanks. I didn't think I'd like Fairbanks at all. I mean, Anchorage, you know, was more of a city. I mean, more, you know.
More what you were used to.
Yes.
And how
but you know what? I loved Fairbanks. I just loved everybody in it and everything about it. And, I'm still here. And I'm going to die here, I suppose. I'm going to be buried or something's going to happen to me here.
Is that right? Let me ask you a question. What was Fairbanks like when you first came, when you first dropped in here? What did you think? I mean, the first moment.
Well, when I first dropped in here, I dropped in at Ladd Air Force Base and rode Pan American.
Uh-huh.
And about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was beautiful out there. And I got a cab to town. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anything in town. And I wandered around town, and there was a Ralph Cafe down there. I passed it, and I don't believe it was open. It was a model cafe.
Model cafe.
That I ended up in. Oh, and had breakfast. I mean, cup of coffee and what have you, till somebody came and salvaged me.
Uh-huh.
And they did. They finally found me. Took me out to the base where Vince Montana had a contractor's barracks out there, and I stayed in the barracks.
I see.
Made the mess hall.
And what was Fairbanks like? Did you see it as a frontier, rough, tough frontier town, or just see
yes,
it?
Yes, but I loved it. Everybody was friendly. My gosh, people spoke to you whether they knew you or whether they didn't know you. You'd go into a store, and they'd welcome you with open arms. And it was just, it was wonderful. You could lay a screwdriver on the side.
I don't know what all that was about, but I think we lost Doris there for a minute, and we'll try to get back with her. And while we're doing that, we'll just take and listen to a couple of these messages.
Sandy's Recycling wants you to make more money for recycling your aluminum cans. Join Sandy's Rangers. When you become a Sandy's Ranger, you get 3 cents over the posted rate for aluminum cans. Not only that, you'll be eligible to win a $50 or a $200 gift certificate from Beaver Sports every month you participate. Sandy's Rangers is a great group fundraising activity or family project. Don't trash the cash. Join Sandy's Rangers today. Call 457-2686, 457-2686.
Another KFAR Radio sports exclusive. Washington Husky football this Saturday morning. All the play-by-play excitement of Washington Husky football brought to you in Fairbanks by Terry's Liquor at 1855 Van Horn Road, Church's Chicken at University and Airport, and by Gabe's Truck and Auto, 2058 Donald Avenue. Washington Husky football live this Saturday on KFAR.
Who's located at 1916 South Cushman? Well, if you've ever listened to Alaska Gold Trails before, you know that's Tip Top Chevrolet Buick, and you know that Tip Top Chevrolet Buick has been in business for 32 years. I said that many, many times. And who's the general manager? Well, that's Robbie Ginther. Now, one important statement that I have made many, many times is that Tip Top Chevrolet has been owned and operated by three generations of Ginthers. And I think that's kind of interesting. Three generations of Ginthers owning this particular business. In addition to that, they have some people working for them over there that have been with them many, many years. Jim Brown is in new car sales, and he's there to help you out. And his philosophy is, of course, to listen to your needs and try to match you up with the proper vehicle. The same thing applies to Elmer Ostblom, who is the used car manager. And he's been with Tip Top Chevrolet for over 6 years now. And in the service department, Randy Meadows, he's been there for 6 years, and he's fully experienced, and they're available to help you out with your questions and concerns. And finally, I would like to comment just a little bit on Randy Mayhew, who is the body shop manager. He's been with Tip Top Chevrolet for 6 years. So all these people, as you can see, have been with Tip Top Chevrolet Buick, located at 1916 South Cushman, for a long period of time. They've got lots of experience. They're ready to help you with your needs regarding the services on Chevrolet Buick. The phone number is 452-8211. And once again, call them up over there. Tell them you heard Jim Madonna talking about them right here on KFAR Radio on Alaska Gold Trails. Their number, once again, is 452-8211, and we'll see if Doris is back on the line. Are you there, Doris?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Doris, you got a phone call here. This is going to be a work of magic. If I pull this one off, you know, I think I can do anything. Let's see what happens here, if we can get the caller and you on the line at the same moment in time. Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Doris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
My goodness gracious. It's working. Did you have a question for Doris?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
But you got it working.
I've got it. You were checking to see if the phone system worked.
No, actually, what I'm calling about, because I just tuned in, and I was going to ask you, this seemed like the appropriate show to bring this up. Have you seen the commercial for ARCO's new commercial? Hold the Dream?
I'm afraid, are we talking newspaper, television, or?
No, okay. Well, on TV, they've got a thing, and on radio, they sing a song called Hold the Dream. And we show pictures of Alaska life.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that's conspicuous by its absence
is they show loggers and they show recreation, they show a farm. But what's conspicuous about its absence is the lack of any mining in the commercial.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you knew any, I mean, if you had any comment on that. Seems to me mining being the foundation, the original foundation of this, the original foundation of the state, that its absence in a commercial along that line, I don't know if there's major competition between mining and oil or what.
I had never, being in the School of Mineral Engineering where we all work together, there doesn't seem to be that competition, or at least I haven't felt it, so...
I just thought on a program such as yours that might be appropriate.
It's interesting to note that they have omitted mining, and I don't know what the thoughts were there, but I'm certain that it doesn't have anything to do with the competition one over the other.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much for the call. I think, folks, that what has happened here is that, once again, the mysteries of electronics have forced me to lose contact with Doris. So what we're going to do here for a minute is we're going to just do this.
Washington Plaza is filling up. Yes, Washington Plaza is a perfect location for retail and service-oriented businesses. Imagine your business located on Airport Road between Pan Pac and the University Center. Tom Roberts Realty, exclusive agents for Washington Plaza, can help you locate in one of the best locations in Fairbanks for access by both local and tourist consumers. Call 452-2435 and ask the business professionals at Tom Roberts Realty to show you space in Washington Plaza. That's 452-2435 for Tom Roberts Realty.
It's a four-day sales spectacular at the Altria and the Bentley Mall this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Featuring furs from Gerald Victor Furs at prices like these. How about a full-length mink coat for just $19.95? Mink jackets at $16.95. Fox jackets from $395. All hats and accessories at 30% off and so much more. Great first sale prices, in-store modeling, hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, and daily door prizes. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Altria at the Bentley Mall. Come one, come all.
Hi, Doris. Are you back with me?
Yes, I am.
How do you keep, you fade in, you fade out, and we keep getting you back? This
you've
is
got
marvelous.
You've got little gremlins up there in the studio. And they do all kinds of funny things. Halloween's coming up.
Yeah, I think that's the truth.
And I think Bill Wally probably planted some up there, and they grew faster than he planned on them.
Doris, I don't know what's going on, but hey, you want to try this again? We have another caller. They want to ask you a question.
Well, go ahead.
Let's try this again. Hello?
Hello, am I on?
You're on the air.
I'm afraid that I'm not going to have a chance to get this question in because it's moving, we keep losing Doris.
Well, we've got her now. Are you there, Doris?
Yes, I am. Yeah. And I think I'm rushing the program a bit, but, the hour, 2 o'clock, is getting here. Doris, you're a very interesting woman. I know of you and I've heard of you, and I admire you very much. I'd like to know... your husband is also very interesting. How you met him, when you met him, when you were dating, if it was here in Fairbanks, what it was like then, and maybe even how he proposed. Would you mind telling us that?
My, that's quite an order. Doris, are you ready for that one?
I suppose so.
Okay. I'm going to ask the caller to stay on the line. That way I don't have to make any moves with any of the electronics here, and everybody will be together. Was that all right?
Turn on my radio. Why lose you?
I can try to hang up on you here. It didn't work last time. Let me try it quick, okay? Once again, we have failed with the electronical system, ladies and gentlemen, but in lieu of that, we'll try something else.
Now you can own a piece of the official gemstone of Alaska. Hello there, I'm Bruce Williams, and I'm talking about jade from the Jade Shop. The Jade Shop is a factory outlet. It means you come in any time and see exquisite pieces being manufactured from the world-famous Perrone Rock jewelry. Jade clocks, jade-inlaid tables and coffee tables, bookends, nameplates, and more. Golf putters just like mine at factory outlet prices. When you visit the Jade Shop, be sure and register for their free drawing. Once a month, beautiful jade clock is given away only at the Jade Shop.
Our factory authorized clearance sale is moving right along. Now, Ford Motor Company said to move them out and gave us huge cash bonuses. which we will pass on to you, or as low as 2.9% interest if that's what you want. Now, you can't go wrong. Clearance prices, huge selection, huge cash bonuses, low, low finance charges. This just could be the best deal anywhere. But you've got to do it right now.
The best deal anywhere is right here. I'm speaking for Lincoln Mercury.
How many times we spoke about the sponsors that I have here on Alaska Gold Trails? These, of course, are the live sponsors. And among them are Tip Top Chevrolet, Oxford Assaying and Refining, B&L Pond, Gabe's Truck and Auto, Mount McKinley Mutual Bank, and Macaulay's Repo Graphics. And one time I asked a contestant at the beginning of the show, what is Macaulay's Repo Graphics? What do they do over there? And they said they reprograph, and that's close. They reprograph, but they do a lot of other things too. Blueprinting, copying services, of course, but they rent and they sell surveying equipment, which is very important. And it was interesting to note that Jack Williams last week made comment regarding Macaulay's and how he used their instruments. In addition to that, they have a lot of drafting equipment over there for the professional draftsmen, including templates and other drafting type items, specialized pencils and pens and drafting boards. In addition, they have the hip chains necessary for measuring distances when running claim lines, and also compasses and other field equipment. So, for these type items, it's Macaulay's Repo Graphics. And, of course, they're located at 721 Gaffney. That's 721 Gaffney. Their phone number is 452-8141. And I'd really appreciate it if you drop on over there and tell them that you heard me talking about them here on Alaska Gold Trails, or give them a call and let them know. It's great for both of us to know that their advertising is being listened to, heard, and people are using it. Thanks so much, folks. And once again, we're back here. We're going to try to be back here with Doris Vogler. Are you back with me, Doris?
Yes, I am, but I'd like to give a plug for Macaulay's because they are the nicest people that I know. I know Becky, she and Al both in there, and I've known them for a long, long time. My husband buys all of his things. He mentioned a hip chain. He bought one in there not long ago. And, they're the nicest people you'll ever know. If you just don't do anything but go in and as you said, chit-chat, have a cup of coffee with them. They'll give you a cup.
Doris, thanks a lot for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. You know, I go in there and I get talking to Alfred, and boy, he opens right up. He'll talk to you and help you out with any problems that you might have with that kind of surveying equipment or different kinds of equipment. He makes certain that you get the right equipment, too.
That's right.
And this is just a personal statement here, and I appreciate that your personal testimony on Macaulay's as well. And I'm sure a lot of people out there, if you ask them, they'll say the same thing. Macaulay's been around for a while, and they're helping us. Doris, you know what the question is, kid.
The lady wanted to know, when I met Joe.
She wants to know about your love life.
It was about, around 40 years ago. It was back in the late 40s that I met Joe Vogler. And I had a Labrador Retriever named Lucky, and also a station wagon. And I was coming back one weekend from Anchorage, and my Labrador Retriever had been rather cruel to it. He hadn't had an opportunity to do any hunting or anything, so I saw crossing Dolly Dome, there was a big pool down there, and there was some ducks swimming around just in the middle, and they just swam around in the middle, and I didn't know that anybody else was down there, so I pulled up in front of this big old truck sitting there. It wasn't a pickup, it was a big old truck. And God, it had bear, it had moose, it had everything, you name it. And there was a big old gruff voice came up and said, "You come one step closer and I'll shoot you." And I kind of backed off, and Ralph Payton had to be down there with Joe Vogler. He says, he knew who I was. He says, she's got a Labrador. I said, she'll get our ducks for us. So sure enough, my dog went down and got the ducks. Well, they had a dog named Topsy. And Topsy would just go out and swim around those ducks and come back. And I believe it was the water spaniel dog Topsy was. But anyway, my dog went out and retrieved her ducks and what have you. So that's the way that I met Joe Vogler, was down in a pothole across from Dolly Dome on the other side of Delta.
What a romantic story, Doris. Can you tell us what happened after that? How did you get acquainted with Joe following that period of time?
Well, I loaned him a book one time on, he was interested in retrievers, and James Lamprey had a book out on retrievers, and I loaned him a book, and he brought it home and hung it on the door. And,
When he returned it, he'd hung it on your door?
Oh, yes. I'd go over to Payton's and he'd be over there. They still live here, by the way, Ralph and over to Payton's. And I'd go over to the Payton's and he'd come in and sit on his chair for maybe 5 minutes and leave. He never did step in one place in anybody's house more than about 5 or 10 minutes that I know of at that time. And he used to eat down at the Bottle Cafe and also down at Jimmy Lee's there in the basement of the Mecca Bar. And, of course, we all went to the Bottle Cafe, and we all went to the Mecca Bar, we all went to Jimmy Lee's. So, you know, this was back in territorial days, and we were all just one big happy family, everybody in the whole town of Fairbanks. So, anyway, then I left. I had one date with Joe Vogler. I was really living in Anchorage. And I had my own business at that time, so I was living in Anchorage. That was the hub. And I was up here staying with a friend of mine, Juanita Davis, and ran into Joe Vogler and on the street. And so he asked if he could take me to dinner and to also have the Davises come along. So we went over to Jimmy Lee's. His aunt had the old cafe on 7th and Lacey. I can't think of the name of it offhand, but anyway. So we went to Jimmy Lee's again for dinner. Well, he asked me if I would marry him, and that scared the dickens out of me. So I went back to Anchorage and what have you. So I ran off from him. I didn't come back. I mean, I...
That scared you, did it, Doris?
Yes, it did. One minute
he's chasing you away from his truck because it's got all this food in it. The next minute he's trying to share it with you.
Well, anyway, I was in the lower 48, and I was thinking about, I'd come back to Fairbanks, because Fairbanks was always my favorite over and above Anchorage. So I had written him a letter up here, and sure enough, he wasn't up here. I was in Oklahoma when I wrote the letter, and he was in Kansas. I didn't know that. His mother was ill, and so he was down there with his mother, so just for a short visit. And somebody up here, Howard Sparks, was picking up his mail, so he sent him his mail, and sure enough, there was a letter from me. Oh, I corresponded with him a little bit, but then he'd write, and then I never would answer, and I'd move around, and that was about the end of that. But anyway, he was down there, so what he did, the address I gave him was my cousin's address in Oklahoma City, so he called my cousin, and they said, that I wasn't there, and they weren't going to tell him where I was, because they weren't telling anybody. So anyway, they called me then. I was in Dallas, Texas, and they called me and said, there's some guy here in Oklahoma City by the name of Joe Vogler. He's looking for you. And I said, oh, my gosh. He says, yes, he stands at the Black Hotel. So they gave me the telephone number. I called him. He said, he's going to come down to Dallas. And I said, I'll go meet you at the airport then. So I went out to the airport. And he was supposed to come in on Pan American, I believe. And I'm sitting in Pan American office, and not Pan American, American Airlines office. And he came in on Braniff. And somebody pat me on the shoulder, and I turned around and looked at him, and he'd come in an hour early. Well, I hadn't just got there. And anyway, so I married him.
In the airport, Doris? I mean, Dallas.
I married him in Dallas, Texas.
What did you do? You went and got the license?
He went and got a license, had to have a blood test and all those good things.
Well, I'll say this for you, kid. When you make up your mind, you just go right ahead and do the job.
It took a long time for me to make up my mind. He carried that wedding ring around for a long time. Everybody else to pay to marry us.
My goodness.
I was kind of shy.
You were... Doris?
Uh-huh?
I've never known you to be shy.
Well, I was when...
When you were that age?
Yep, I was then.
You know, it's been fun knowing you all these years, Doris. I've enjoyed you. And one little comment that I wanted to bring out to the listening audiences that a couple of years ago, the Alaska Women in Mining voted you and Joe Vogler the Man and Woman in Mining of the Year,
mm-hmm.
didn't they? That was a nice festive occasion. In fact, is
at that period of time, Leah was the president of AWIM.
Yes, she was.
And we had a wonderful time, and I made a videotape of that. Did I ever give you a copy of that?
No, you didn't.
Did I ever promise you one?
Yes, you did.
Well, it goes to show you what kind of guy I am.
Well, you said you were a perfectionist and it had to be perfect, and you were working on it to perfect it. I don't know how.
Oh, it is so close to perfection, Doris, I might as well just give you a copy. The fact is, it was perfect when I did the first one. I was just going to put
everything you do, Jim Madonna, is perfect.
Oh, yes, kid. We know that to be true. Look, there's one other question. You know, we had the Ice Carnival. It used to be a real big thing, and I think it's coming back. There are little sections of it in the carvings that we've had the past few years on the river, but remember the ice carnivals back in...
You better believe it.
Oh, they were fun, weren't they?
Oh, yes, that was back, I was living in the Rose Building.
tell us about the Rose Building.
Well, not many people would probably know where the Rose Building was, but the Rose Building is a building right across from the News Miner, and downstairs there used to be, I think Wagner's finally moved there, and then Gasser that had the agricultural department thing, he was downstairs. But anyway, I lived upstairs in the Rose Building along with, I was working for the Road Commission then. This was back in territorial days, too. I believe it was in 49 or somewhere back in there. And this is before Joe and I married or anything like that. So anyway, I lived there in the Rose Building, and the ice hockey team from Canada, it was the ice hockey team, but they were from Canada, and they lived there also with their wives and whatever, so they played hockey down there. And I used to go down and watch the hockey games all the time. And by the way, I used to run into Joe Vogler down there when I was down watching hockey games.
You did, huh?
Yes, I did. I used to go down there, but the winter carnivals were absolutely fabulous. And I had an old 8mm camera, and I took a bunch of carnival pictures down there, which I still have. And Gareth Wright, I think, one year won the dog race thing, and they were handing him a crown, and I believe he was married to Vera Strack, and she was the queen of the carnival, and, I don't know. But it was real fun back in those days. But living in the Rose Building is something else. It's upstairs, it's kind of crickety, and the bathroom is just unbelievable.
Come on. Take it easy now, kid. That's a great, it's a great place.
You want to live there, Jim?
No, but it's kind of nice. My affiliation with it at the moment is nice.
Well, yes. I'm surprised the building's still standing.
What kind of guy do you think I am?
Well, we used to have the railroad station right next to it, and the train used to, it'd wake you up too, and you'd think it was coming right through the middle of your bed. That choo-choo train, no kidding.
Yeah. I got to tell the listening audience that I'm currently the owner of the Rose Building, so, and it's where Georgia Soft Shop is located right at this time, as Doris pointed out, that when the train came by, it made a lot of noise. There's a lot of businesses in there over the years.
Yes, there was.
One donut shop, I believe, back in the...
Oh, yes, the Spudnut Shop.
Spudnut mm-hmm. Shop. And
you go back a long way, too, Jim.
Well, you know, when I was going to school here, and we've only got a minute left, but... it was always nice because I lived over in that area and I'd pass the Spudnut Shop every morning
mm-hmm.
on the way to school. So I'd stop in there and I'd get a hot glazed donut. Boy, they were great. They were just made, and off to school I'd go with this hot glazed donut. And I'll never forget that.
No, that was right across from the hospital there. That they did make good donuts. And it was right behind the Rose Building, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Doris, you know, I've had a nice talk with you. Is there anything you'd like to say before we close out here?
No, except one thing. I think you have very nice sponsors. Of course, I'm very, very partial to Oxford Assing. I would be because I know Deep Church. I know all of them down there. And also Macaulay's. And we have bought, Joe bought a truck from Seekins. I heard you advertise Seekins, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And I've never bought a Chevrolet, so I can't tell you about that one. And the pawn shop, I hope I don't have to know those people.
Well, at least it's nice to know that they're there when you need them.
That's right.
You bet, Doris.
Thank you for having me on, and I hope I answered that lady's question. It was a longer story than I had time to go into, so I was chopping things off pretty good.
Thanks for joining us, Doris.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you.
thank the listening audience for joining us here today on Alaska Gold Trails. This is Jim Madonna. Until next week at this time, happy prospecting, folks. You're listening to KFAR Radio 660 on your radio dial in Fairbanks, Alaska. Stay tuned for news.